Nanyata kalpate kvachi. Mahad bichoyanam ninam. Vihinam dinachetasam. Eshayasaya bhagavan. Nanyata kalpate kvachi. My dear Lord, sometimes great saintly persons go to the homes of householders. Although these householders are generally low-minded, when a saintly person visits their homes, one can understand that it is for no other purpose than to benefit the householders. This verse is from the Bhagavatam 10:8:41. Amara sange bhamanadi sahasreka jan. Tomara darashane sabara dravi bhutama. Amara sange brahmanadi sahasreka jan. Tomara darashane sabara dravi bhutama. Amara sange brahmanadi sahasreka jan. Tomara darshane sabara dravi bhutaman. Translation: along with me, there are about 1,000 men, including the brahmanas. All of them appear to have had their hearts melted simply by seeing you. Krishna Krishna Nama Shuni Sabara Badane. Sabaranga Pulakita Ashrunayane. Krishna Krishna Nama Shuni Sabara Badane. Sabaranga pulakita ashunayane. I hear everyone chanting the holy name of Krishna. Everyone's body is thrilled with ecstasy, and there are tears in everyone's eyes. 43. Akritye prakritye tomara ishvara lakshan. Jive na sambhave prakrita gun. Akritye prakritye tomarishvara lakshan. Jive na sambhave prakrita gun. Akritye prakritye tomarishvara lakshan. Jive na sambhave prakrita gun. Somebody want to chant? Akritye prakritye tomarishvara lakshan. Jive na sambhave aprakrita gun. Akritye prakritye tomara ishvara lakshan. Jive na sambhave aprakrita gun. Ladies. Akritye prakritye toma ishvara laksham. Akritye prakritye prakritye toma ishvara laksham. Vena sambhave prakrita guna. Kritye, in bodily features, prakritye, in behavior. Toma, of you, Ishvara, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lakshana, the symptoms, Jive, in an ordinary living being. Na, not. Sambhave, possible. A, these, Prakrita, transcendental. Gun, qualities. My dear sir, according to your bodily features and your behavior, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such behavior and features are impossible for ordinary living beings, for they cannot possess such transcendental qualities. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bodily features were uncommon. Indeed, his body was extraordinary in its measurements. The measurement of his chest as well as the measurement of his forearms were the same length. This is called Nyagrodha Parimandala. As far as his nature is concerned, he was kind to everyone. No one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be kind to everyone. Therefore, the Lord's name is Krishna, all-attractive. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 14.4, Krishna is kind to everyone. In every species of life, Savayonishu, he is the original father, the seed-giver, Bija-prada Pita. How then can he be unkind to any living entity? One may be a man or be a man, an animal, or even a tree, but the Lord is kind to everyone. That is God's qualification. He also says in Bhagavad Gita 9:29, Samaham Sarabhuteshu, the Lord is equally kind to everyone, and he advises Sarudhanamang Parityajamam Ekam Charanam Braja. This instruction is meant not only for Arjuna, but for all living entities. Whoever takes advantage of this offer is immediately immune to all sinful activity and returns home back to Godhead. While present on this planet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the same offer. I'll do it, but don't have to check. Let's do it. I feel like because it's a purport, I ended there. You're not sure either. Prabhu kahe tumi maha bhagavato tama. Okay, so no cheating here. Starts off this section with this well-known verse, Mahadvachalanam Renam. This is the verse where Gargacharya came to see Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj was praising him and greeting him with this verse. So Nanda Maharaj is calling himself Dina Chetasam. He's the father of Krishna, but he considers himself de facto fallen. Guhinam Dina Chetasam. So we could say this is transcendental dichotomy, that sometimes, many times, Acharyas, and especially you can see Prabhupada, he would always encourage householders that householder is not as equal. If householders are preaching, then they're equal to the sannyasis. And in many ways, well, they're in the bus. Other times, they would say, without becoming in a renounced order, one cannot become a preacher. So, then the householders have to become renounced in order to become preachers. Or they have to figure out and bridge the gap somewhere. But this verse is spoken in reference here to Ramananda Roy. In in the mood that Ramananda Roy is considering himself a fallen householder. And we don't think so. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the next verse that we weren't allowed to read, he called him Bhagavat Uttama. Not only Mahabhagavat, but the best of the Mahabhagavats. Whoa. So, the best of the Mahabhagavats is Ramananda Roy. There's no question of Ramananda Roy having this intimate conversation, the most intimate conversation in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, without him being a very advanced person, gopi, that we get to in this chapter. Ramananda Roy, let's see here, later on is all these verses, but one of them describes here, the verse talks about these thousand or so or more persons that were surrounding him, and it says Dravibhutama, that their minds, hearts, here the word is used, mana, usually mana means minds, and chitta means hearts, but chitta sometimes means mind or heart or both. But generally, mana is not used for mind. But it's a poetic, you find, dravi bhutama, but he gives hearts for man. Bhajahore mana. Man mana, generally mana means mind. So the mind and the heart, transcendentally, they're the same. So their hearts were melting. So Ramananda Roy speaks one verse. Interestingly enough, when Krishnas Kaviraj quotes it, he quotes it from Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami heard it from Ramananda Roy. But anyway, Ramananda Roy originally spoke it. And that verse is very wonderful because it described that it's in the Ujjvala Nilamani. That, if I remember the English anyway, that Radha Krishna, that Krishna is like in Govardhan Hill, intimately relating with all the gopis and Radharani, especially Radharani. And he's like the king of the elephants. And Chitta Jatuni, now you, Ramananda Roy is saying, you and Radharani have come together in this great palace of the universe, and your hearts have melted in great transcendental perspiration, svedaya, and it is just like a red shellac, which is, and this is spreading out and melting the hearts of everyone in the universe. So it's natural that all these, about 1,000 men, including the brahmanas, they all appear to have had their hearts melted simply by seeing you. Still, Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they withdrew, considering that these persons were Bahir John, Bahiranga, external. They weren't ready for this. Weren't ready to. But still, everyone's heart melts when they hear about Drishtam Shrutam. According to Prabodhananda Saraswati, by hearing Drishtam, by seeing, if someone is fortunate enough, of course, we're seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. But especially he's thinking that if someone actually saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dushtam Shutam, either hearing, seeing, or Adrito Va, even at a distance, paying respects, they would be ultimately benefited. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's describing the form that they were seeing in his song, Bhajagodruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Kanana Kunja Vidum, in his song, which that is the chorus of the song, he is like the moon. Not only the moon, but millions of moons. Prabodhananda Saraswati describes that Mahaprabhu is so merciful, like millions and millions of mothers. Mothers are so merciful. I was holding one baby yesterday. The cute little baby, Dhruva's little baby. There's so many cute little babies around now, but always. But when you feel that baby, you feel very merciful to him. He's so helpless. And what to speak of the mother, I'm not a mother or anything. I guess I've been a father here and there. But mothers are so merciful to the baby. Sarva yoni shukonteya is described as Krishna's. They're all his sons. It's a nice point that, so many nice points, but this point, that why wouldn't the father be merciful to everyone? Ham bija pita pita. They're all part and parcel. Mam ivangsa jiva bhuta jiva. Mam ivangsa jiva loka jiva bhuta sanatana. They're all eternal part and parcel of Krishna. So he's feeling very merciful. And so fortunate that he's appeared. Avatara varam paripurna. Param. Avatara varam paripurna kalam. This is another Bhaktivinoda saying that Mahaprabhu is the avatara varam, avatari, avatara shah, the essence of all avatars. What to speak of Krishna being so merciful, that Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, yeah, there are so many worshippers of Krishna, that's true, but I don't consider them very fortunate. If they don't worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let them do, that's very nice. But without, he was, because he got the direct darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Avatirne Gora Chandra Vistirne Prema Sagara. He's describing Prema Sagara, the ocean of mercy that is Mahaprabhu. Avatirne, his advent is just like the ocean of mercy. Right now go. There's so many jewels in that ocean. That he says, someone who doesn't dive into the ocean, te mahajanti, te mahanata, sagaram. Unfortunately, he will have to swim in another ocean of mahanata, the ocean of unwanted desires. Oh, that is what we want, to swim in that ocean that we're hearing about here. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena. When our eyes become anointed, they become that way by hearing. Drishtam, shutam, shutekshita. Even Rukmini in her song, in her verse, but she wrote a letter to Krishna, Purva Rag. She had not even seen Krishna. She had heard about Krishna. Therefore, when she wrote the letter she gave it to the Brahmana. And the Brahmana brought the letter. The very first famous Rupam Drisham Drishamitam Akilata Labam. That by seeing you, even though she'd only heard about Krishna. So even though we're only hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's not that we're losing anything. Because by hearing, we're seeing. And there's no poetry equal to all this. What we're reading. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Amrita, all the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The Jarakavya Rasona Hika, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, give up your ordinary poetry, it's all useless nonsense. He calls it Jarakavya. There's so many great poems are written, that's true, in the material world. And sometimes even our acharyas quote them. Why not? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was quoting one seemingly ordinary poem, Vaitasi, of some ordinary river. Only people were wondering, why is he singing that song? Why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing that song? Only Sarup Damodar would know about it. But Rupa Goswami, he also understood. Therefore, he gave his explanation. But in general, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jada Kavya. Jada means this material world. It's Jada Vidya. He says, give up that mundane poetry. Jada kavirasa nahi kavirasa. Kalipavana gora rasohi rasa. Because Mahaprabhu's descriptions and his speaking, Gauravani, is too important. You have to forget that. Useless poetry. You become so attracted. Kalipavana gora so irisa. Alamanya katana nashilanaya. Give all those words. It's all useless. Gramyakata. Sometimes there's a nice quote, we use it. But in context of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it's for us useless, because it's so attractive to hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to hear about Krishna. Rupam drisham drishamitam akilata labam. Therefore Rukmini says, you'll get everything. I got everything already. Apatrapam me. Therefore I'm shamelessly writing this letter. You please kidnap me, take me away. When that one devotee lady, Rukmini, very nice, when she was initiated, Prabhupada also told her that Krishna will kidnap her. So she's still aspiring. And she's pretty much kidnapped by Krishna already. When one hears about Krishna, so these 1,000 men or so, their hearts are melted. Otherwise, it is Sukadeva Goswami, he describes the steel hearts also. Tad ashmasaram hidyam bate dam. Tad ashmasaram hidyam bate dam. Yad harinam guhamani deyai. Can you close that? It's noisy. Everyone loves to talk when they're eating, but. Prabhupada describes that when one takes the holy name, if his heart doesn't melt, or Sukadeva Goswami is telling, then it's understood that it's steel frame. Although nowadays we have these artificial hearts made of steel and different things. But this type of heart, Prabhupada said, exists for time immemorial, the stone heart, steel hearted. Even Mahaprabhu is thinking that his heart is stone-like, pasana, my stone-like senses. But even that, Lochandas, they describe pasana bidare, even the stones melt when they hear the holy name, when they hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Krishna plays his flute, the stones melt, and the calves and the other moving entities, they stand still. So therefore we beg, we pray to Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, Mahara Samaya, Premaika Sampannide, Mahara Samaya. He's giving all rasa, Mahara Samaya, full of Ananda Lila, Maya Vigrahaya, Hemabha Dibyakshavi Sundaraya. Prabodhananda Saraswati also says in Chandramrita, Ananda Leelamaya. Prabhupada sang this also in one tape, describing Lord Chaitanya. Ananda Leelamaya. All his leelas are full of ecstatic transcendental bliss, like this book, this leela. Ananda Leelamaya. Maya means full of, composed of. Ananda Leelamaya Vigrahaya. Hemab, and his body, Hemab Dibya Chavisandar, is transcendental Dibya. Like molten gold, Himab Dibya, Avisundaraya, Sundara, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Tasmai Mahapremrasapradaya. He's always just giving rasa, he's full of all rasa, and as soon as you see him, your heart melts. Even though sometimes these Mohammedan king or tax collectors or ordinary persons, when they could see Nimai Pandit in Abhidweep, they would lament, why wasn't I born a Hindu? Now I have to. Because what happens if you give up your Mohammedan religion? You see what happened to Thakur Haridas. We heard about it yesterday from Maharaj. Or was it the day before? It was yesterday. Beaten, beaten, beaten. You don't want to do that. And the Qazi, when he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart was melted, but it first had to be pierced by Nrisingadev. So this is what we're after. Masrinya. Masrinya means a melted heart. Premangshu. Shuddha Shatta Visheshatma. Premangshu Samyabha. Masrinya. when the heart becomes more and more melted. So by hearing more and more about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shara shara, gradually the heart becomes melted, the consciousness. In the very beginning of the Bhagavatam, we hear about that. I think it's the second verse. Dharma projita kaitavo ta paramo nirmatsaranam. What is it? Dharma projita kaitavo ta paramo nirmatsaranam satyam. Dravya, the third line? The third line? Dravya sangyutam. It's melted now, and it's like nectar, and easily swallowed. Because when something is hard, when the heart is hard, stone, many times nowadays in Kali Yuga, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Kali Kukara Mudgara Bhava Dharam. His mood is to beat Kali. He beats with a stick, but that stick is mercy. And he doesn't distinguish. Abhilasa chayam tadabeda diyam ashubham chashubham chajasavamin. Abhilasa chayam, he's full of mercy. Dayadra. Dayadra means his heart is full of mercy, melted. Just also described Lord Nityananda that ha padma sutta ha dayadra hidaya brashtayaka bandhutama. Dayadra hidaya. His heart is breaking with mercy. Brashtayaka. And he's bandhutama. Therefore, he's bandhutama. Bandhu ultima. The best of bandhus, friends. We have no other friend. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you have no other friend but Chaitanya. Kripan karosi. Our senses are not our friends. Kama. They are giving us doni desha, bad advice. Kama dinankati na katida palita doni desha tesham jatama karna. They don't have mercy. Only Mahaprabhu has mercy towards us. The more we can realize that, the more we make advancement. Otherwise, it's described tavad brahma kata. We might become absorbed in any kind of brahma kata, the shinkalatvam. As long as one has attraction for any other, even spiritual path, or he cannot manifest, he cannot receive this mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But as long as we're attracted, the more we hear about it, then our hearts also melt, just like these these brahmanas and others, brahmanadi sahasrek john, their hearts melted. Unfortunately, they weren't qualified to sit and hear directly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But just imagine the mercy they got just from seeing Mahaprabhu. Anyone who could see him, he would immediately give up any mundane attachment. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akritye prakritye tomar ishvara lakshan. You have ishvara lakshan. Ishvara tada dineshu. As madhyamarakaris, we have to see there's ishvara, tad adina, those who are fallen under ishvara, or the ordinary persons. Ishvara tada dineshu. Balisheshu. The innocent persons, Vaisheshu, and they are, Dvisha, the envious persons. So even when the Mahabhagavatas act for preaching, they have to distinguish. They don't really distinguish, but they act like they distinguish. Or else, how can they preach to such rascals? Therefore, Prabhupada was praying on Jaladutta, how will they hear your message? And he was quoting from Prahlad Maharaj, invoking mercy. Evam janana patitam prabhavahi kupe kama abhikama maniya prapatam prasanga. Prahlad Maharaj himself was the most merciful that we heard. Very nice description yesterday. So Prabhupada quoted that. Oh, that was the only verse from Prahlad that he quoted. How could I give up Tavabritya Sevam, the service of my Guru Maharaj? What was Prabhupada doing? He was serving his Guru Maharaj, coming to the West. Nobody else did it. They did service, but they didn't do this maximum service, Bhagavadottama. So in that prayer, then Prahlad Maharaj describes himself as kama abhikama, full of material desires, anayap prasanga, and with bad association, following the general populace. Evam jananda patitam, fallen. Evam jananda patitam prabhavahi kupe. Prabhavahi kupe means in a well of snakes. Not just a dry well, but snakes. The Prabhupada was already understanding what he was up against. So nobody would do that. Even the Vaishnavas, they didn't have this. So Prabhupada is therefore given all respects. Krishnaika Chaita Madamoha Manasakaran Madrishti Gochara Prabhu Prabhupada Swamin Doshabhavitti Paridushra Mandabudhe Sanchintayami Charano Tava Bhakti Hedu. We pray to the lotus feet of Prabhupada. Sanchintayami, we meditate always. Sanchintayami, charano, these two lotus feet. Why? Talabhakti hetu, they are the cause of bhakti. When we're speaking here, Mahad, the Prabhupada is Mahad, and he's wandering. Mahad vichalanam, nunam, amongst the Jina Chetasam. Janashya Krishnad, Vimukasya Daivad. When in the third canto, similar verses there, idea that Vidura was approaching, that's the sage, what is this, third canto, Maitreya. Vidura was approaching him, he spoke that verse, Janashya Krishna Vimokashya Daivad, your wandering of great sages like yourself. Of course, Vidura was also a great sage, wandering, but he's accepting as his guru, Maitreya. Janasya, adharma shilasya sudukitasya. Those who are adharma. Can you imagine? In those days, they had adharma. I guess they were. He knew about it, that Duryodhan and company. They were the personification of irreligious principle. Vidura advised, kill this boy, this baby. Who does that? He showed the symptoms as a baby. So anyway, he said like that. Adharma shilasya sudukitasya and dukit sudukitasya. Not just suffering, but sudukit. They're suffering. The more you're adharma, the more you'll suffer. Farther you go away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, anugraha yeha charanti nunam. You're wandering with mercy. Anugraha charanti nunam. Bhavyani, he said, and enlivening everyone with bhav. Bhavyani, all the ordinary person. So, Mahaprabhu can inject the bud, the creeper of devotion. Described in some of the prayers of Rupa Goswami. This seed is enlivened by hearing or seeing. Smita loka shokam harati jagatam yasa parito. Smita loka means his smiling, beautiful face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Smita loka shokam harati jagatam. Shokam is lamentation. By seeing that smiling face or by hearing, then jagatam yasa parito, the whole jagatam, the whole universe, what to speak of us, the whole universe can be relieved. Kimapi shama vinashyatu, in Rupa Goswami's another prayer, he says like that. Jaganmana, kimapi shama vinashyatu, vasikrita jaganmana, vasikrita jaganmana. The mana is mentioned here. He says, you can control the mind of everyone in the universe. Vashi means to control. Avasam are many times where described avasam automatically. We have no control of our senses or different ways. But Krishna is vasam. He's controlling. Vasikrita jagannana. So, but he's controlling the mind of everyone. Vasikrita jagajana mana loba. Attracting the mind of everyone. Jagajana mana loba. Therefore, we should sing these songs at night. Hear them. Jagajana mana loba. This is a prescription of the supreme physician of Prabhupada. He's giving the medicine. Oshodi Maya, Mantra Oshodi. Anyway, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made the same offer. It says here, Sarva Dharma Parijana. So that offer is a lot more, is sweetened up a little bit, because when Krishna was here, the offer is there, but kind of forgotten and very heavy duty to you surrender. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his beauty, he doesn't kill the demons. But he's so beautiful and is so transcendental and so perfect. Lavanya Sarama Samurdvam Ananya. Describe Dribbi Pibamchanu Savam. We drink it with our ears. Pibanti Bhagavata Atmanastatam. We drink the Bhagavatam. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says that Bhagavatam is the Amalapuranam, the pure. Because it's so pure, we can become pure by hearing. And then increased more, Anandambudivardhanam, with Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's quoting Bhagavatam, Mahadvitalinam Nina, everywhere. So, is any commentaries, comments, questions?
In India at that time, was it mostly like Hindu Maithilis
and In India at that time, was it mostly like Muslims and?
Not mostly Muslims. Never been mostly Muslims.
I know it was like Hindu. My
Muslims were few, but demoniac, and so therefore they didn't control the whole of India anyway. But ever northern India, they destroyed temples. They didn't even all destroy, but all it took was a demoniac leaders, like, well, even before Aurangzeb. Aurangzeb was famous, but even during Mahaprabhu's time, it's mentioned there that. King, several kings there, they destroyed many temples. The king, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Ramakali, devotees were saying, wow, the king is not doing anything, but he's destroyed thousands of temples in Orissa. But that was Bengal, he also destroyed. But yeah, they were bad boys, but they didn't get to destroy all of South India, luckily. But many temples in northern India. If we take that as any, you know, barometer or gauge, I mean, some of these guys came, like in Kashmir, there was one amazing complex of temples on the top of this mountain where you could see the whole valley of Kashmir, and it took this one Turkish mogul like a year or two to destroy it, you know. It was so built up, but he did a pretty good job. And they used to also remove the things and make mosques, or they'd crush up and, yeah, bad boys. But yeah, what you just said, what did you say?
Well, I was just wondering what the populations were in India at that time.
The demographics were, you know, they converted, they came, but they, Prabhupada says, luckily Prabhupada explained so many things that because the Brahmanas were smarter Brahmins, because they didn't accept you know, the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that, or the Bhagavatam, which states, Narad Muni states, how, especially in 7:15, you know, there's different verses, Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, Viprad Vishad Guniyuta Dharavindanama. A Brahmin, although he's decorated all Brahminical qualities, he's worse than a dog eater, if that dog eater becomes a devotee. So the point is, the Brahmanas, if someone, they would just keep people, and rather than see that if someone had Brahminical qualities, what's that verse? Anyway, Nagaraj is gone, otherwise he'd tell me the verse. I can't remember right now, but in 7th canto, the verses, famous verses there, that someone is not meant to remain a Brahmin, I mean, remain a Sudra, or worse, but because they would just monopolize, like those Brahmins during Mahaprabhu's time, they rejected Nimai Pandit. They were so worried that, how are we going to make money? That instead of thinking, hey, I'm a Brahmin, I'm supposed to be completely renounced, divorced, detached. No, they were thinking their business was going to be spoiled by this Nimai. Nimai's telling everyone just to chant and just shortcutting the entire Varnashram, what they considered caste system. So therefore, if somebody was even touched by a Muslim, like with a drop of water from their water pot, or what to speak of, they would sometimes force them to eat meat. And then, okay, boom, now you're a Muslim. Like Subhuti Roy. Subhuti Roy, he was sprinkled, it's a long story, but he was sprinkled by the water from a Muslim. Well, the king, actually. This Muslim used to work for him when he was a boy, but when he was bad, Subhuti Roy beat him. Then when he was the king, his wife saw the scars on him, and he said, "What's that?" And he said, "Well, you know, Subhuti Roy beat me sometimes." "Subhuti Roy beat you? You should go make him into a Muslim, you know. He was the king by that time, so he said, "Well, no, I like Subhuti Roy, I'm not going to do that." But she said, "No, you must." Wait. After he became a Muslim, he thought he became a Muslim, he went to different Bhattacharyas, he went to various Brahmins to find out what he should do now that he didn't want to be a Muslim, but he was one of the Lord Chaitanya's associates. So when he came to Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu told him, he just laughed and said, "You're not a Muslim. You're stupid. Why do you think that?" He said, "You just chant Hare Krishna, go to Vrindavan and stay there with Sanatana Goswami." And he did that. Anyway, so this was their mood, that they kept everyone down. They monopolized, they wouldn't educate anyone unless they were another Brahmana, and they wouldn't instruct them to be a smarter Brahmana. Therefore, it was so easy for the Muslims to convert over so many centuries. This is the history, bad history of India. Therefore, a lot of the Muslims are Indians. They're not Middle Eastern Muslims. But initially, there were Turks and like that who came. But there were a small amount of them. And then the Rajputs would fight them, and then sometimes they'd get conquered, and they'd have to intermarry. Even one day's history would be impossible to talk about, what to speak of the last 1,000 years.
It was either Muslims or like smarta brahmanas. That was like the two main.
Not either or. I mean, there's all kinds of Buddhists and.
Oh, okay.
You been to India? Did you go to India?
No.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on still.
Well, I'm just asking at that time. What did it look like?
Yeah, even at that time, there were so many things going on. Now there's more things going on, but you know. But, yeah. What was the question in reference to?
I just wonder, why Lord Chaitanya came right at that time? Like, you know, and what did the population of India look like at that time?
It's up to him when he comes. But he's scheduled to come. Krishnavan, Trisha, Krishnam, Chanakalo, Yadabas, Trigota, Sattvam. All the verses they're predicting. So. Don't worry, there's plenty of Muslims, you won't be lacking. Hare Krishna.